Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to deliver the statement of the Group of 21 on follow-up to the 2013 high-level meeting of the General Assembly on nuclear disarmament. The strong support of the international community for taking urgent and effective measures to achieve the total elimination of nuclear weapons was amply demonstrated at high-level meeting of the General Assembly on nuclear disarmament held on 26th of September 2013. When heads of states and government, foreign ministers, and other high-level or senior government officials expressed their unambiguous position and policies for nuclear disarmament in response to the decision adopted by the General Assembly Resolution 67/39. Subsequent to this high-level meeting, the General Assembly adopted Resolutions 68/32, 69/58, 70/34, 71/71, 72/251, 73/40, 74/54, and 75/45, titled Follow-up to the 2013 High-Level Meeting of the General Assembly on Nuclear Disarmament. These resolutions call for the urgent commencement of negotiations with the Conference on Disarmament for the early conclusion of a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons to prohibit their possessions, development, production, acquisition, testing, stockpiling, transfer, use, or threat of use, and to provide for their destruction. The resolution also requested the Secretary General to seek the views of member states with regards to achieving the objective of the total elimination of nuclear weapons, in particular on the elements of a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons, and to submit a report thereon to the General Assembly and the Conference on Disarmament. The General Assembly also decided to convene in New York on a date to be decided later, a United Nations High-Level International Conference on Nuclear Disarmament, to review the progress made in this regard. The group stressed the importance of the commemoration of the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons, which falls on 26th of September. In this regard, the group expresses its appreciation to member states, the United Nations system, and civil society, including non-governmental organizations, academia, parliamentarians, the mass media, and individuals that developed activities in the promotion of this International Day through all means of education and public awareness-raising activities about the threat posed to humanity by nuclear weapons and the necessity for their total elimination, in order to mobilize international efforts towards achieving the common goal of a nuclear weapon-free world. The group invites all stakeholders to continuously promote the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons. The group welcomes the former proclamation of Latin America and Caribbean as zone of peace on the occasion of the second summit of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC, held in La Habana, Cuba on 28 and 29 January 2014. The 33 member countries of CELAC declared to promote nuclear disarmament as a priority goal as a part of the progress towards general and complete disarmament in order to promote the strengthening of trust among nations. CELAC once again reiterates its standing commitment to continue working for Latin America and the Caribbean remains and be strengthened as a zone of peace, thereby contributing to regional and international security. The persistent existence of nuclear weapons poses a grave threat to humanity and all life on Earth, and the only defense against the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of a nuclear detonation is the total and irreversible, illegally binding elimination of nuclear weapons and the maintenance of nuclear weapon-free world. Nuclear disarmament is the highest priority of the CD. The group reaffirms that the total elimination of nuclear weapons is the only absolute guarantee against their use or threat of use. The fulfillment of nuclear disarmament obligation and commitments would mutually reinforce non-proliferation. Nuclear disarmament has to be pursued in a comprehensive and non-discriminatory manner. The G21 is mindful of a solemn obligation of state parties undertaken in the Article 6 of the NPT, particularly to pursue negotiation in good faith on effective measures relating to cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date and to nuclear disarmament, and calls for urgent compliance with the legal obligation of the fulfillment of the commitments undertaken in this field. We acknowledge the significant contribution made by a number of countries towards realizing the objective of nuclear disarmament through the establishment of nuclear weapons-free zones, as well as by voluntary renunciation of nuclear weapons programs or withdrawal of all nuclear weapons from their territories, and strongly supporting the speedy establishment of nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East. We are deeply concerned by the persistent reluctance of nuclear weapons states to approach their treaty obligation as an urgent commitment to the total elimination of their nuclear weapons by providing pretext and unacceptable to the urgency of making concrete action to avert the adverse consequences of nuclear weapons. In this connection, we recall the unanimous conclusion of the International Court of Justice in its 1996 advisory opinion that there exists an obligation to pursue in good faith and to bring to conclusion the negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under strict and effective international control. It is the firm belief of the group that the time has come towards into action. Accordingly, the Group of 21 takes this opportunity to call for the implementation of United Nations General Assembly Resolutions 68/32, 69/58, 70/34, 71/71, 72/251, 73/40, 74/54, and 75/45. In this connection, the Group of 21 calls for the urgent commencement of negotiations on nuclear disarmament in the CD, in particular on a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons to prohibit their possession, development, production, acquisition, testing, stockpiling, transfer, use or threat of use, and to provide for their destruction. The group takes into the entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons on 22nd of January 2021, and also notes that already 86 states had signed the treaty and 52 states had ratified or acceded to it as it's in 22 of January 2021. In this regard, the state parties of the Group 21 to the treaty are fully committed to its implementation and to promote its universalization in order to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. We therefore request you, Mr. President, to take into account in your ongoing consultation how to take forward the mandate given to the CD by the United Nations General Assembly on this important issue, and call upon members of the conference to support this important initiative. Thank you, Mr. President.